Coming up this week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to the man, the myth, the legend. That's right, Patrick Rivers of 3 Days Under.
Hey everybody, what is up? It is time for a brand new episode of the Rock for Him podcast. I'm Jeremy, your host, aka the big boy, and with me are my two co-hosts, my brothers in arms. We got Jason Sanchez Bukowski. Bro, how's it going?
Man, tonight has been a train wreck, but it's gonna get all better because we have the man here.
It is. And also Riker, bonus Jonas Levine, bro, how's it going?
How's it going, guys? It's going great. Tonight has worked perfectly. There have been no behind-the-scenes issues at all. And we're not starting 20 minutes late.
Well, they're not even behind the scenes either, because they're already on the ether on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, we were live streaming all of our issues. That's rough.
Well, anyways. Our guest really needs no introduction, because he's one of our favorite people, but, you know. Please welcome back Patrick Rivers of the band 3 Days Under. Bro, how's it going?
Man, it goes. First off, so glad that the big boy moniker stuck. Second of all, you look so happy in that photo that came across the intro. You look so happy in that moment to be up on stage.
When he's singing with Monica?
Yeah, you just look so daggone, so happy to be there.
Absolutely. That was taken at the Kingdom Come Festival this past summer, and it was during Theotiran's song War Cry. I think I was mostly excited because it was David Patacone's like return to the stage, and I got to share a moment with him.
Dude, and speaking of David, man, such an awesome dude. I've never met him personally, but I followed his story, and such an awesome dude. I mean, just the way he's kept his mental state up through everything that he's been through and is going through. I mean, that he's an amazing individual.
He's a walking testimony of God's goodness. Like,
yes, he is.
Every time I go through something, all I think is David has, if anyone, David would have a reason to be grumpy. So I have no reason to be grumpy after seeing just his attitude and the way he lives his life. I'm like, okay, I have no reason to complain at all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So
anyways, so, what's new with you fellas? It's been a minute.
Yes.
I mean, me and Patrick were talking right before the show. I think last time Patrick was on, it was the first time I was introduced to Rock for Him, like, period. Like, when I went over to your house and was kind of just sitting to the side watching the show, just hanging out. That was Patrick, right?
Yeah.
So yeah,
someone who looked like me.
That was my first. That was my first introduction to Rock for Him, really at all.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm glad you stuck around, Riker.
It was a miracle after that show.
Absolutely. After that was so much easier.
Yeah.
I think the last time you were on, you had said that you guys were doing a Christmas song. And you weren't going to announce what it was on air, and then it never came out.
We never finished that song. And it was SpongeBob's Don't Be a Jerk.
I need to hear that now.
Yeah. Well, honestly, everything that we had down was trash. I mean, we tried to speed it up. We tried to go with what it originally was, and just doing it as a metal song, we couldn't work out the particulars of it. Especially with Jamie getting ready for his move and everything like that. So it was just all, I mean, who knows what's going to happen with it in the future. But I also heard an old school 1940s or 50s Christmas song the other day. And it says, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. That's that's a route we would go. Because we're not traditional. I mean, no.
So what is going on with you? Like, yes, us, what's going on with us? I'm more interested in you. No one cares about us. We want to hear about you.
I care about you.
Well, I appreciate
Well,
that.
I mean, other than you, nobody really cares about us.
Boring. No, boring. We want to hear about you, Patrick.
All right, Mr. Soothing Voice. You can lull me to sleep after, okay? You can talk sweet, read me Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, and we'll call it a day. And we'll all be even. So, but no, man, everything like now, after this, especially this last 6 months of what I call being in the desert, everything now is just, it could not be running smoother. It really couldn't. You guys were talking a moment ago about the doors God's been opening for you. It seems to be the same thing with people who have been obedient to what God has called them to do. I keep hearing the same thing. God's opening doors. God's opening doors. And so the same goes for us, because I truly believe a few Octobers ago, when God told me to step away to handle the family stuff, and I rushed back into it, I probably should have stayed. We probably should have stayed gone until God had to do what he had to do. But again, that lack of obedience there 2 years ago in October, led to him putting an abrupt pause, because we thought it was end. We thought he had hit the end button on 3 days under, and but it was the abrupt pause to the band. Nobody saw it coming, not even me. And so, and that's when I was just okay, I'm hearing you loud and clear. If this isn't what I'm called to do, if this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing, then I'm out. I even told the guys, I was like, listen, just because I'm walking away doesn't mean that you have to. This thing's already built. It's you got a fan base, you've got music, you've got everything ready to go. Feel free to take it and run. But God is so good that he's put men around me to where they waited, not knowing what was going to happen, not knowing if we were ever coming back, but they didn't take that and run with it. And which I gave them my blessing to go do so. And so over the last month and a half, God has said, all right, time to get back on the horse, time to go. And so we're running, boys. We're running full
Love
steam ahead.
it. Love it. And I gotta say, there's over the years of us doing Rock for Him, there's been a few bands that have came and went. Some of them that, I thought were fantastic. And when Jeremy reaches out to us and is like, man, did you hear this band stopped? This band ended. It's kind of like, oh, well, that's sad. But when he was like, bro, did you hear about 3 Days Under? I was like, no. Like, it physically made me sad. Like, I was like, man.
I cried when I read that you guys were ending it. I cried. I'm like, these guys, they've meant more to me than anybody else in the industry, anybody we've
Oh,
met.
dude.
I
Dude.
mean, there's a few bands that I can honestly say would make me just like spiral if they ended. And 3 Days Under was one of them. Like, you guys are one of my go-to bands, anytime. Like,
You guys are gonna
if I
get me
want.
misty.
So when I got that message from Jeremy, I was like, man, come on. Ah!
Well, there
So.
I would be lying if there wasn't a large portion of my time in the desert spent mourning 3 days under. But especially after this weekend where we went up to Jamie's house, he's about 5 hours north of us, and going up there and seeing what we produced in 2 days, I now realize that was the death of that 3 days under completely, and
That's awesome.
something else has been reborn out of that, and it is I got chill bumps. I mean, especially the track that we re recorded and finished everything but a chorus on Friday, and that thing is just, it's a completely different monster. And I cannot wait. I wish we could release singles, but no more singles, gentlemen. Sorry, Triggered was the last.
Well,
Up
speaking
until the
of. Let's, I mean, Triggered, I saw it came out on YouTube about a month ago, right?
beginning of this month.
Beginning of this month. Okay. Tell us
Yeah.
a little bit
Yeah.
about that, the process of making it and the inspiration behind it.
That's one of those things that we had in the chamber for when we quit. So I mean, basically the guitar riffs were written, I had the basic outline for the lyrics, and then we started talking about kind of reigniting this thing, Jamie started sending old tracks, and he dropped one called "My Dying Breath" that hasn't been released, which is also a banger. But and then he sent the riff for what is now "Triggered." I was like, "That's the song. That's it. That is Triggered." And Triggered is just basically making fun of everybody on any side of any aisle in any ideology of any sorts, because everybody's freaking triggered over something, man. People get mad because their flavor of milk is too white or something like that. It's ridiculous. And so it's definitely the easy targets were the church and the letter people. And so I was like, okay, let's just hit them all and tell everybody that they're wrong and we're wrong included, because the song's triggered. We're singing about everybody being triggered, and we're triggered because everyone's triggered. So it's just a shot across the bow at every single stupid ideology out there. Because I mean, when it comes back, regardless of what you believe, when it's all said and done, we're all going to bow before the same king. And so all these trivial, nonsensical garbage crap that we're arguing about, and I can be a bush. No, you can't be a bush, bro. You were literally created a dude. So put your cat costume back in the closet, leave it there, you know. It's just, I mean, it's such a satirical song. But it's fun. And so I was expecting a lot more hate from it, but all I hear is great song, it's a great one. And I'm like, man, where's the hate mail? Where's the people angry over this song? So and I especially expected church folk to be like, "What are you talking about? Identify with your pride and you'll be made whole." 'Cause that's the ridiculousness of it. You had a whole last 6, 8 years of people telling you, "Well, you just identify as whatever, and you identify with your pride." I mean, come on now, come on.
Yeah. Well,
So
I think anyone that listens to 3 Days Under, they get what you're trying to say. So there's not going to be many people that, at least like Rock for Him listeners, they're not going to be triggered over it because they get it. They're kind of in on the joke with you.
right. Well, good. But at the same time, I really do want that angry message. I would really like that angry, uppity pastor to hit me up and be like, "What are you talking about? 9 to 5, leave a tithe." And it's come on, bro. Come
We
on.
could
It's a
probably make that
racket.
happen. We could probably get some hate mail together for you.
Sweet. Thank you. Send it all my way. Even if you guys get hate mail, send it to me. I will respond.
We'll have Riker narrate it for you and then send it to you.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, and
There's
like
the audiobook, Riker.
audio.
Dude,
Yes.
the audiobook of hate mail with you just reading it to me, and I'll do the audio portion of the response.
See, well, I mean, you told me that my voice sounds very soothing, but
Yes.
I also have been told that I can get very intense with my speech, so I'm sure I could do a very convincing, angry,
Bro,
impassioned letter.
bro, this is the second time we met face to face. You're not stealing my job. Okay? You
Okay.
be the soothing reader, I'll be the
I
angry response.
gotta have a wide range, though. I
Tag team,
gotta.
bro. Tag team. What don't you get?
All right, I'll stay. I'll
Wish
stay
I
in my
hadn't hung
lane.
CM Punk on the wall. I'd have him standing right here with his championship belt. Yeah.
Love CM Punk.
Yes, sir.
Oh man. So, since how you're not going to do any more singles, when do we get a full 3 Days Under release then?
Knowing
What's
me,
it?
it's going to be as soon as possible. So, but this is going to be a big 20 song, 17 to 20 song compilation album of all the singles we released. You're probably going to get about 10 new songs, remastered old stuff, because somehow Spotify has pulled down all our stuff. It's still available on every other platform, but like the original 8 that we released a billion years ago, they're no longer found on Spotify. Fruit of the Flesh isn't found on Spotify. So we're gonna just pull it all down off of every platform once we get the stuff recorded. We'll probably release the stuff that's already been released back to the streaming platforms before the release of the big album, because I want everybody to have all the new music in that. But hopefully, I got a goal of mid-year. But me and the guys talked to them. We also talked about August of next year. But if they keep cranking out the way they did this past weekend, yeah, it'll be a lot sooner than that. So,
All I can say is shut up and take my money.
exactly.
oh,
The
you think
minute
we're gonna send you guys a copy? What are you talking about? Take your money. Come on now.
the
It's
oh
family.
man,
It's family
right?
over here. Forget about it, huh?
Well,
Your money's no good here, huh?
all right, so shut up and send us free stuff. We'll rephrase.
It's happening, Riker.
I
Don't blame
will.
me, bro.
We will absolutely accept charity. We're not above
Right?
that.
Don't,
I get
Riker,
it.
don't yell at him soothingly.
Yes, do not soothingly scold me, Riker.
Please shut up and send us free stuff.
It's like the dad is, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
I'm very
Now send me free
disappointed in
things.
you.
Send me the free merch, bro. We keep getting this
Right.
guy from like something stand, which is just one of those stands over across the way, and he keeps saying something like that. Can you send us like 10 CDs? It'd be a really great blessing. It's like, dude, A, I didn't get your email about you being my long lost uncle, oil mogul prince. B, our fans don't even have hard copies of our CDs, so why in the world are we going to ship 8 to 10 of them around the world all I know is a psyop, and they're just trying to track our music and hunt us down, take us out of the game for the third
Well,
time. I'm
we've
the only one
gotten
who takes us
this.
out of the game.
We've gotten the same message. I'm like, we're a podcast. We don't have CDs. Yes, but if you can send me your music, I'm like,
We had no music.
I has no music. No one wants to hear this.
You
Nobody.
seriously ought to just get together a Muzak CD, stuff they play in like Taco Bell. Here you go. Here you go. Download it on a thumb drive and just ship it over to whatever stand it is. Pack
Absolutely.
Indonesian scan. I don't know. I don't know. So.
So Patrick, you were talking about wanting to get stuff out as soon as possible, doing albums, not singles. What s track from an album that you're currently working on do you want to hype up most right now that you want to tell people about, if you can?
See, you got your line in the water. These lips are sealed. You know how much trouble I get into from Jamie for letting the lips slip? And usually they don't slip because usually I'm sending either or Jeremy or Jason tracks well before their release.
Yep.
And then Jeremy will post it after I tell him not to.
Hey, I didn't with Triggered. I waited.
Oh, bro, I'm coming after you. I literally said, did Patrick say we could post this? Oh, yeah, he said go ahead and do it. So I
Oh
posted
yeah, I forgot about
I'm stirring
that.
this one up, aren't I?
5 minutes after I posted the just dropping, all of a sudden I get a message from Patrick. Bro, you weren't supposed to post that yet.
I
But hey,
forgot.
bro,
I
so
got.
this is the official page where 3 Days Under leaks happen. So Patrick, it's
Yes.
official. This is the page. So tell us all about it.
So that's not gonna happen. But hey, but when new music does, when I do get my hands on like rough cuts or sometimes final cuts, I will send it out to a select group of people. Usually about 10 people get their ears on it to give me feedback, you know, before it goes out to the masses. Because I like to get the because I can think it's great, but it might be a just turd waiting to be flushed. You know what I'm saying? But I highly it's people that I respect and I respect their opinion and I know that they're not going to give me the friendship answer, much like the wife does. Oh yeah, that's great, babe. Yeah. But I will get a legitimate answer and legitimate feedback. Well, I'm kind of hearing this in the mix, or what are you trying to say here? What's the point? Well, so I send it out to the people that I respect and respect their opinion, and so they get first dibs usually. But the one track that I would hype the most, and I'm sure this is going to change in the next 3 or 4 months, is the one we recorded on Friday. Because it's a good, like I was saying a minute ago, it's a completely different monster. And I mean, just the sound, it's still 3 Days Under, but it's 3 Days, but it's five tiers above what we've ever done. And so whatever God's done with not only me, but the guys during this 6 month hiatus, it's just even from the way it even sounded before anything was touched, before anything was mixed down, before anything was put together, it just sounded so, oh, it was like this is it. This is it. And so, but then the one, even the one we recorded Saturday, It's a straight up anthem. It's this version or this season's version of a Ready or Not. And it's just a it's straight calling out. It's let's just say it's calling some things out. So some
Let's go.
from the corporate church to everything that we've experienced in the industry. Now granted, it's not calling any specific organization or person out by name, but you'll get the drift. You'll get the drift. And at the same time, even though with that, it's also a call to Christians themselves to come on, let's go. Enough hanging out in the weeds, hanging out in your pews. It's time to ride. It's time to ride and start taking heads, because this laying back, playing the long game thing, waiting on the freaking rapture, that's not cutting it. It hasn't for the last 150, 200 years. So something's got to change. And I mean, if we got to kick in the door to change it, we'll keep kicking in doors. So yeah. But I'm sure, again, I'm sure in the next 2 or 3 months, when we have more tracks down, the next one we record will be my favorite. And then the one after those will be my favorite. So hopefully by the end of it, we got a CD full of not just the remixes and the remasters, but we'll have a CD full of brand new music that you can't skip or you can't pick a favorite one. I want it to be, the bar is set so high that every track is competing against every track. And it's not competing about any artist out there, because I think we're all, that's another pet peeve of mine, is like everybody in this game, it seems that they're afraid that you're going to get a bite of their apple. And we're all chomping at the same apple, guys. I mean, we're all shooting for the same goal, and so we should all be there for each other and try to help and encourage everybody along the way. But I want to compete against us, because the only person that we ever face and the only thing that we ever have challenge with is ourselves. And our job is to be a better person than we were yesterday. So as a band, it's our job to put out better music than the last track and keep riding that bar. So if we got 10 brand new songs to compete against each other for which one's the best, then we're doing our job. So
For
it's gonna
sure.
be fun. It's gonna be a fun ride.
Absolutely. And that gets me excited for new music from you guys. I mean, in all honesty, like, I love it when a band puts that kind of love and effort into their music, and there's no just like, eh, this is just one that we like, so we put it on there. Like, perfect example for me, 13 Minutes Stay. There is not a song on there that you can skip. That entire CD, the whole way through, is top of the heap. Like, every single song is fantastic. And hearing you say that your new music is that's what you're shooting for, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I
Yeah,
cannot
we don't
wait.
want the filler tracks, man. We don't we're tired of mediocrity. We're tired of because I think all of our songs are filler songs. We got a message the other day that some guy, and that's where I was introduced to the term filler songs, but he messaged us and he said, "Listen, I just wanted to reach out to you guys and tell you that you guys are awesome, and you don't have a single filler track on your on in your music." I was like, "Well, I don't know what a filler track is, but thank you. I think that's a compliment." And he said, "It's not one. There's not one song you skip when you play your stuff." And I'm sitting here going through my head. I'd skip that one. I would skip that one. I would absolutely burn that one. I'd probably bleach my ear holes after listening to that one. And then, well, that one's okay, and that one's kind of good. Okay, so there's my personal review of our music. See, I'm the worst promoter for us too. So.
I think we're all the worst promoters for ourselves. Like, when I'm editing the podcast, I'm like, oh, I sound like garbage. But Jeremy sounds great. Riker, I mean, he's Riker. You just sit back and just like, ah,
It's
yeah.
all the
But like
microphone.
me, I'm like, ah, how can I mute myself a little bit here?
No, I think you guys do a fine job, gentlemen. I think Riker was a fantastic addition. I've been paying attention to it while time in the desert. But at the same time, I've also tried to distance myself from the idea of all of it too. I've tried to pull myself out of it, just to again to do a lot of mourning, not only over 3 days under, but a lot of pieces of me that I had to sit down and face and confront. And so there's been a lot of stuff that I've been mourning that I should I think it's fair for people to have flaws in themselves, and when they are removed, have a sense of mourning for those pieces of you that you've carried for 20 some odd years. I think that's
Yeah.
natural, because then you've got to learn how to function without that part of your character going forward. And there are still areas of my life that I'm still trying to kill off and go through that process all over again. But I'm so thankful for the last 6, 8 months of just fighting me. I wish I would have done it 15, 20 years ago. I couldn't imagine what kind of person that I would be, but that wasn't my time. And so I'm learning to be in the present. I'm learning to be thankful and more appreciative of everyone around me. And it's refreshing, because to go from Marine Corps mentality to kill them all and let God sort them out to, okay, everything, oh, this is gonna suck to say, I haven't said this yet, to everything is precious. Ugh, I just felt gross.
I get it.
Everything
I get it.
isn't precious, because right before we went on here, you see the size of this thing? Oh, well, that didn't work. See the size of that thing right there? That coaster, I just slaughtered a freaking wolf spider this size with my iPad before. I mean, I look over in my daggone corner of my eye, see right across the carpet. And I was like, what? I'm getting chill bumps thinking about it. But I look over and that thing is just staring at me. I'm like, bro,
Patrick,
wrong
this
house,
is
wrong time. I got rock for him to do. Daggone iPad came crashing down like thunder
okay.
and he dodged the first one. I was
Something
like,
you
oh
gotta
no.
know about me. Something you gotta know about me. I have arachnophobia. Really bad. Like, you know how like there's the version of like, you know, oh, your wife, she's afraid of spiders. This is a spider. Ah, no. No. Like, I have panic attacks. Like, spiders freak me out. So
But the good thing you don't have like octopusophobia, because your basement would be off limits.
you're gonna freak me out, Patrick. You gotta calm down. I was on
Well,
my
dude,
scissor lift today at work,
it's
and there
getting
was a
colder
spider
out here.
up in the ceiling, and I had to come down. I told my boss, I'm not going back up there. He says, why? We gotta finish. I'm like, nope, send someone else up there.
Well, it's getting colder and they're coming in for the warmth now, but I didn't expect that freaking monster has been mutated by something in the area to come crawling out of my corner. I mean, I don't get scared or startled by much, but when I saw that beast look at me and say, "What's up, bro?" I'm like, "Dude, dude,
Oh my gosh,
dude,
that's horrible. Ugh, so thankful I live in
do you want
Michigan.
some dinner my wife cooked? Do you want to take a pull up a
I
chair?"
love living in Michigan because when it gets cold here, it gets too cold for anything like that to exist. So.
I wish we would have that deep freeze to where that guy, I know, because my kid, she comes running in, and she's 16, and she's like. And she saw it after it was dead, and it was just this fist-sized daggone monster. And she freaks out and runs in the bedroom. She's like, "Do you think there are any more?" I was like, "There's probably more. I don't think there's more. We've got an exterminator." But I told her, "Yeah, there's probably
That's
more."
terrible.
And
I
then I throw it in the toilet, and my 5-year-old, he comes running in. He's like, "Whoa, pee on it." I was like, "I'm gonna pee on it."
it.
Then I
All right,
peed on it.
so
So.
okay, so here's what's really funny. There's a commenter who I don't necessarily. It's a poet, poetie,
Poetic angel?
poetic angel. That's how you say that.
Boy,
That's
reading is
what is
hard
poetic
in
angel?
Michigan.
That's Jennifer
Poetic
Walter.
angel. Oh, okay. Well, she asked when I was talking about you being my first introduction to Rock for Him, your interview about a year ago. She was like, "So Patrick didn't run you off the show, Riker?" And I said, "Oh, we'll see. I'll let you know after this show tonight." Well, I know how it's gone now, so I
Jennifer
think
knows me all too well.
you
Thank you,
just might
Jennifer.
have scared me off
Jennifer knows me all too well. Now that I
now.
know your fear, I know what you're getting for your birthday.
Anything from Kentucky goes straight into the octopus furnace.
Well, first I'm going to send it to one of these guys, and they're going to bring it over.
Oh man.
You're getting a terrarium tarantula. I mean,
Yes.
Let me just tell you, I go
Yes.
to church with Riker. I can make it happen.
Sweet. I would love to see you deliver it to him on a Sunday morning, right at altar call, and he just drops the biggest F-bomb in
Oh my goodness.
the He will be behind the drum kit, and I will make sure that it lowers from the ceiling and drops right in front
I
of his
need to see
face.
video of this.
You hear the
I'm
highest shriek that could ever come out of a
definitely.
male. He's climbing the walls like a spider.
Jason, you got to make this happen. You got to, and then you got to post the video.
Let me just tell you, I am so gonna get his brother involved in this. When we were at the men's retreat, one of our guys was like, "Braxton, we want to prank your brother. Do you want to help?" This kid had the biggest smile I've ever seen.
That's my brother.
Yes. Yes.
That's my little brother.
So yes, I will get Braxton involved and we're gonna
Welcome to
make
the
this
party,
happen.
Riker. It's my gift to you.
Yay. Yay. I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just Oh,
No, don't announce your fears to the world, bro. You don't say that. So
man.
anybody listening from here on out, get the mailing address for the guys in the Rock for Him podcast and just start sending spiders of any shape, form, fashion, whether it be the dollar stores, the fuzzy ones that you can find at the higher end Halloween stores or whatever. Just ship them on up to Michigan. They'll find a good home. And if the boys can get access to his house, that shelf is going to be covered looking like Arachnophobia, the old school 90s movie. I mean,
Yeah.
cocoon
Oh,
that
getting
place, gentlemen.
twitchy. I'm getting twitchy, guys. You gotta stop.
Boy, there went
Hey,
that soothing voice right out the window. He got all
look
cracky quick.
Riker, your voice went up a couple octaves, dude.
What?
Oh.
I think the man's starting to sweat, gentlemen. My job's here done.
He's getting all itchy and just like,
I am.
Oh,
It's
happy
not
to help.
a joke. This is why we
Oh.
love having Patrick on.
Since
He's
everything else has gone wrong today, why not this, okay?
honestly, yeah.
Oh,
Since the
man.
old facial book can't join us
Ooh.
this evening, here we are.
That's right. So what
Oh,
else is
man.
going on, Patrick? Like, now that we've completely freaked Riker out for the rest of the night,
Yep.
what else you got going on, brother?
Besides riding and waiting to get back out there, nothing. Absolutely positive. I've started substitute teaching.
I
I
was
mean,
just going to say, yeah.
so yeah, so that's new. Never once in my entire life have I thought about doing substitute teaching, but I do church in my house every Thursday night, and we go live on YouTube. It's a thing called the Meet, MEAT, and it's where we sit and we talk about the subjects the church refuses to touch, the hard stuff. And we're just a bunch of regular dudes. I got a pastor friend that comes on, and then Robin, my guitar player, he's with me, and so is my pastor buddy every week. And so we sit and we discuss the hard topics. And so my wife, who's a first grade teacher, and my pastor buddy, who's a high school teacher. I was like, man, I think I just want to make some extra cash for Christmas. You guys got any suggestions? They're like, substitute teach. I said, well, that's a fantastic idea. But Marine Corps war veteran, PTSD, and all kinds of other issues going on right in the classroom. Great idea. And so I got all my college credits printed out, sent them to the, and I'm like, okay, this is not going to go well. They're gonna see all this stuff, and they're going to be like, no, we just can't have you in our school system. But then all of a sudden, hey, come to training. It's mandatory. And next thing you know, my first day ever substitute teaching was a fourth grade classroom. I mean, and I'm telling you, I am less nervous in front of 2,000 people than I was in front of 26 fourth graders. And that was terrifying. Never being in front of a classroom in my entire existence, to go in and do that. That was a painful day. Painful day. But when I got done, I came home and I looked at my wife and I said, listen, every husband should have to work his wife's job for one day, and every wife should have to work her husband's job for one day just to get an idea of what they do. I was like, because I have so much more respect for what you do. Even though I was there for 8 hours, I don't understand all the ins and outs, but I have so much more respect for what you do on a day in and day out basis. And she's with first graders, so at least I got them a little bit older, you know. But the drama is real. The drama is real, gentlemen. It's scary. They're vicious.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
vicious and they're manipulative. It reminded me of when I worked in the jail, because the school is an institution, and they institutionalize our children. And I saw this and realized this a couple weeks ago when I went in, because they're in lines to go in the hallway. Wherever they're going, they're in lines and they're quiet. They're up against the wall, walking single file. One of them gets out of line, you hear teachers barking at him throughout. They're like, "No, we're not supposed to be. You know, we're not supposed to be doing that." Then you take him out to recess, which I call the yard. And so they get their rec time out there for their 30 minutes in their 24-hour day. And then you march them to the chow hall or the lunchroom, and they get their lunch. And then they come in and they sit, and it was just like when I was working down at the jail. Because you had to line them up, take them to court, tell them when they could and couldn't speak. And it's like, so yeah, it was an experience, and I'm glad I had it.
Nice. All right, real quick, three quick things. One, did you say the poetic angel, that's Jennifer Patterson?
No, Jennifer Walter.
Oh, okay. I just heard Jen and I was like, is that the one we just hung out with? Okay, never mind.
No,
Sorry, Jennifer Walter. Sorry.
Jennifer Walter.
I wanted to confirm so I didn't say the wrong thing. So I was like,
Yes.
we just hung out with her. No, we didn't. Two, can you imagine walking into a classroom and there's Professor Rivers and having to deal with him all day? Like, it would either be the funniest thing ever or terrifying,
He wants to show you
especially if
his
Riker was
music, and
there.
you're like, what is going on? But
Especially if Riker's there, because like all the spiders everywhere and.
well, I gotta be honest, where I mean, the teaching field is mostly, especially for the grade school and intermediate school, it's female dominated area. So when these kids come in walking into that classroom and they saw me standing there, their eyes got big as saucers. They
Like,
were so
whoa,
confused about
cool.
what was coming that day. But number three.
Number three, I would not want to take over my wife's job. She is way smarter than me. And for me having to do her job, her company would crash instantaneously. So, no, thank
What
you.
does she do?
She is an accountant for a pretty large manufacturing company.
Put me in that job.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I'd have a few extra zeros in my bank account by the end of the day.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Ooh,
I don't know what
laughing
happened.
factory.
My math ain't mathin'.
But anyways,
Well,
so
Patrick, it could have gone the way of when you guys were at the Polish ostrich, and you were that one. Remember that one dude was heckling you because you were talking about God and.
I was telling that story the other day, and I forget who I was telling it to, but that was
that's one of my
probably.
favorite. It's one of my favorite stories. Like, that was the first and only time I got to see 3 Days Under, and that has stuck with me for over 3 years.
Yeah, you and me as well. Have I told the story on here before? No.
I don't
Little
think
bits and
so.
pieces.
Well,
I don't
we'll
think
rehash.
Riker's heard it. I don't think Riker's heard it.
We can rehash it real quick. So, we're up in Ohio at a bar called the Polish Ostrich. We were with Bread for War and Faithhead. And as soon as you walked into the bar, up above the bar, it said, "No politics and no religion." And so, as soon as I looked up at that sign, I was like, well, this is going to be an interesting night then. And there were their day drinkers there because we rolled in. I think we got there at about 4 or 5 in the evening. We
Yep.
didn't, nothing kicked off till 8. And there was a guy, the day drinkers. He was sitting, he absolutely loved every member of every band as we walked through the door. And so everybody was his champion and everybody was his hero and blah, blah, blah. And you could tell he'd been there for a minute. And so the evening went on, and I saw this young woman. She was sitting at the bar, and you could tell she was out of place, that she didn't belong there. And so I walked up and I started speaking to her, and she was like, I think her husband was cheating on her, and she was a special needs teacher, and she was just really going through it, talking about divorce and blah blah blah. I was like, well, hang out for the set because we were the closer that night because the closers on that tour rotated, and so. We were the closer that night, and I think it was like halfway through our set, and I look out and I see her standing in the middle of the bar watching the set, and so we got, like I said, about halfway through the set, and I was like, "Whoa, hold on, hold on, hold on," and so I just started speaking directly into her. I was like, "Listen, you are meant for more than this. Jesus loves you so much." Just started pouring into her, and out of the corner. You hear this drunk man just so angry. Oh, read the sign. No effing religion, no effing politics. I mean, he cussed me all the way from one end of the bar all the way leaving the bar.
Yes,
I
yes.
mean, yeah, he was angry, and I'm sitting here thinking, well, looks like we irritated some demons. But even at the end of the night, after the set, after everything was broken down, we did wind up getting a chance to be outside in front of the bar with all the bands, break with that young woman. And I think about her often, honestly, to wonder how she fared in that situation. But yeah, that was a good night. When you can irritate some demons, I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's some real good
Yep.
stuff.
That moment has stuck with me since that night. Like, anytime I think of you guys, I automatically go to that.
Well, good. You automatically go to the drunk dude cussing me out. Thanks, Jeremy. Every time I think about
Well,
you,
I
I think about
mean,
that time that drunk
just
man
the
cussed
imp
you.
well, just the impact that you had that night, like that stuck with me because that inspired me to be more bold about my own faith, and that's
But I really hope that guy, when as angry as he got, I hope during the sobering up process throughout the night, and maybe he was like, why did I get so angry? Because the guy mentioned Jesus, and so why did I get so angry and blah blah blah. So hopefully it wasn't just for her, but it was for him as well. So hopefully that might have jolted something in him to say, hey, maybe there's something to this if this got me so angry. But who knows?
Right.
I'll know one day when I stand before the band and he's like, you're pretty much scumbag, dude. But remember this drunk guy? Of course, I'll be scared. And no, I don't remember him, Jesus. But you just talked to him. It's going to be tomorrow. But you just talked about him on the Rock for Him podcast. What do you mean you don't remember him? Well, I hope it's not tomorrow.
Yeah, we hope so too. Not
Right.
tomorrow. Not
Yeah, then
tomorrow.
all of a sudden everybody's gonna be out there. Look, 3 days under quit again because Patrick went up and died. Look what he's done to, he left for the third time in 3 years. Anything to get out of putting out more music. Way to go, Pat.
Way to go, Patrick. You just didn't want to send us that free music that you
Yeah, it's all
promised
Riker's
us.
fault.
That's what I'm here for.
Riker and his fierce spiders, it's all his fault.
Yep.
So now it's basically going to be a Russian roulette because Reichel will never know, is this a CD or is it a package full of spiders? I mean, so you're going to have to open Kentucky Mail, bro.
No, I just won't
Oh.
open any of
Oh,
it.
it'll get in
I'll
your
go
home.
Jeremy and I will be like, bro, did you hear the new song by 3 Days Under? No.
No,
No.
I really haven't.
I don't know nothing
Now I got to
about
write a new song called Arachnid and just call it a day.
Oh, the CD cover is just gonna have a big hairy spider on
No,
it. Oh.
it's just gonna come with spider eggs. That way, when they hatch, they just run around inside the jewel case. So to get to them, that CD will be all about facing your fears and your demons. So to actually get to the music, Riker has to open the case, go through the spider's lair, and you talked about D&D back there already. So this is just a quest, bro. Get out your billion-sided dice, roll, pray for a whatever good number it is, and you'll nail it. You'll nail it.
Yes.
Oh
Oh,
my goodness.
man. Freaking
and somehow we got
Ireland.
back to here.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up, Patrick. You know that you're welcome back anytime. I know you've been trying to get on here again for a little bit, and it took us a bit to get you back on, but you know you're always welcome back. Like, you are family. We absolutely love you.
Absolutely.
And
Well,
yeah, so.
thank you, gentlemen. And I understand you guys are super busy. So, yeah, although
Well,
I did want to try to get ahead of Triggered, I'm glad that it's tonight so we can discuss what happened this past weekend. And so, I mean, it worked out for all the better anyway. So I appreciate you
absolutely.
guys getting me in.
Yeah,
So.
absolutely, man.
Yeah. And we can, if there's ever another time, we can try and set it up for a different night. If Monday doesn't work for all of us, we'll set it up for a different night. Honestly,
Yeah, it's
that was
fine.
our
I'm
next option.
flexible.
All
I'm
right.
flexible, and if I get some masters back, I'll ship them over to you, get put them in your ear holes, and that way you guys can listen to it like 6 8 months before anybody else gets to put their ear holes on it. So fair?
Sweet, and they're gonna kind of tingle and twitch in Riker's ears like spiders crawling through his brain.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Hey, Riker, do you know the average human swallows about 27 spiders in their lifetime in their sleep?
Yeah, it's a myth.
He is so he is so withdrawn right
He's
now.
like,
he
we're doing a
was
show. I
done.
have to be a consummate professional. I can't take my headphones off and go cry. I gotta be a consummate professional.
He's gonna sleep with tape over his mouth from now on.
Oh, all right, Patrick. How can we be praying for you?
How can you pray for me? Pray for God to keep revealing to the ugly things in me to me so they can be changed. That's how you can pray for me. That way we can keep working on the ugly. I don't want blessings. I don't want finances. I want to, you know what I want? I just want to be right with God. That's what I want in every aspect of my life. Not just the lip service, but I want the heart service. So that's how you can pray for me. That this desert doesn't end with him saying go and do. I kind of want to remain almost in a constant state of the desert because that's where the work's done. And so while I will get to enjoy the blessings of God, I can also do the work and be right for God. Because no offense to anybody out there listening, I come to the point that music's not about you. And I know that sounds terrible, and I know you like it, but that music's for the audience of one in the end. So that's not a shot, that's not a personal attack. But if I can remain rooted in those ideals, then I know that I'll be loving God to love God, not for a trip to heaven, not for fire insurance. I just want to love him because I love him. I don't want to love him because I'm getting something out of it, because that's not a relationship. That's a manipulation. And so,
Amen. Love that.
yeah, that's how you can pray for me, not to be a
Perfect.
scumbag.
Love it. And we're going to pray for your new music also.
Well, thank you.
And if I could, I want to request a prayer for my family. My daughter, both Riker and Jeremy know, my daughter was in an accident on Saturday and she's fine. Car's totaled, but she's got sprained neck, upper back, shoulders, pelvis, like everything is sprained, and she is in a lot of pain over these last
What's your
couple
daughter's
days.
name?
Juliana.
Juliana. So right even before we but I'm jumping your gun there, boss. So right now we speak to that pain, the sprains, the scrapes, the bumps, the bruises. God, you know the issues in Juliana's body. And we ask for healing now in Jesus' name, that you take away that pain, the swelling, the inflammation, the irritation, all of it, that she is healed now in Jesus' name, because we've seen you work. And so if you can do it for others, do it for us now in Jesus' name, and heal that girl. Make her whole again to where the pain is no longer there, that even right now she feels relief in the symptoms that she's experiencing from this car accident, Father. And we speak that because you told us that we have command over everything on this earth. You said that in the garden, and you restored that when we accepted Jesus and the Holy Spirit in us. So we are taking our authority, and we are putting it to action in Jesus' name. And we command the soreness, the swelling, the irritation, the inflammation, all of it to be gone now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Like, this kid is an honest trooper. We hosted a concert last night and she wanted to be there to support us, and she was in so much pain, she spent the last half of it in a back room laying on the floor in tears because she hurt so bad. So
Wish I was there, bro.
thank you for praying for her. But I'm gonna go ahead and pray us out, and then we're going to let you go. So, great and heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Patrick and for 3 days under the Lord. I thank you for the rest that you gave him over these last 6 months. As much as we didn't like not having him and having new music from him as often as we got it, Lord, we thank you for giving him that rest and giving him that fire again, for giving all the guys that fire to get back out there and serve you, to create music, not for him, not for us, but for you, Lord. That is such a blessing. I know people out there will be blessed by it. So just continue to guide them, continue to guide their motives, guide their words. Lord, I ask that you just continue to reveal yourself to Patrick. I ask that you reveal in him all the ugliness, all the sin, all the things that you just want to tear out of him. Show it to him. Open him up, show it to him, and just help him to remove that. Lord, I ask that you just help him to continue to be right with you, to continue to serve you. And Lord, just help him to be a blessing to all those kids when he is substitute teaching. And I thank you for him. He has been such a blessing to us. He's been a blessing to me. And I'm sure he's been a blessing to all those that hear his music. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
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 Who's turn
Brother,
who's tuning in to Monday Night Raw?
that
I
would be
will be.
Jeremy.
I will be.
I haven't.
I spent this morning catching up on last week's, saw Cena win the IC title, and
Right?
I mean, right before he's done with this career, he wins the Intercontinental title,
Yes, sir.
making him a Grand Slam.
All you out there who's listening, go watch some fake wrestling. It's fun. It's a
I
men's soap
honestly,
opera.
I have not watched wrestling since the NWO years.
Oh, wow. That's when I dropped off for a while. But then I figured at 1 year old, Eli was going to understand wrestling. So I got back and had a little baby sitting on my lap.
Yep, I'm doing that with my son too.
But then when CM Punk won the championship, little Eli, he wrote out his own little sign. He's like, Dad, this sign's gonna help him win it. And he's like, go get the CM Punk figure out of the office, and he needs to be in here cheering himself on. So he sat there for a whole match with this little paper sign that was everything's misspelled CMPUN. I think he forgot the K, but and then a gibberish, and then he was just holding that up for I think what 25, 30 minutes, just holding that sign. It's like, yeah, Dad, yeah, buddy.
That match
It
was
was awesome.
awesome.
It was awesome.
That match was awesome. So.
Well, as much as I hate to do this, we are ending the show. We are ending the show.
For
So,
real this time.
for real this
Yeah.
time, you guys can keep talking, but I gotta go. So I just want to
Nah.
remind each and every one of you that if you're gonna rock, rock for him. Have a good night, everyone. You guys can
If you
continue.
like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.
Stay tuned, because coming up next week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to the guys and ladies of Cannibalistic.